Hello and welcome. Today we're cutting through the noise and talking real-world scams that target wallet users and the simple habits and tools that stop them. If you use a crypto wallet in the US, this is for you. Quick reality check. The FBI keeps reporting the same trend. Biggest losses come from social engineering. Urgency, fake authority, FOMO. If you feel rushed or confused, slow down and scrutinize. That one habit saves people. I've stress-tested defenses across Ethereum, Base, Solana, and Bitcoin. The winning combo: hardware security, strong browser defenses, and clean permissions. Here are no-nonsense recommendations by user type. New users: Ledger Nano X, WalletGuard browser extension, and a Bilfoddle SteelC backup. DeFi NFT power users: Safe Multisig plus WalletGuard plus a Revoke Cash Machine to clean token allowances. Teams, treasuries: a base layer plus YubiKey 5C NFC for exchange admin accounts. Now, the top scams and how to dodge them. First, phishing sites and fake dApps. Attackers clone real sites, buy ads, and use lookalike domains to trick you into malicious approvals like set approval for all or infinite allowances. Defenses: transaction simulation. WalletGuard flags malicious approvals in plain English before you sign. Bookmarks only rule. Create a verified folder and only use those links. Don't Google your way to a dApp or click social DM links. Hardware wallet confirmation. Read the device screen before confirming. Bonus: use a burner wallet with $20 for first-time interactions. Second, approval drainers and bad permissions. You sign something harmless today, assets disappear later. Fix: keep allowances tight, set spending caps when possible. Revoke routinely. Power users every 2 weeks, casual users monthly. Use revoke.cash and clear what you don't use. Use a separate Mint testing wallet. Don't keep valuables there. Third, fake support and imposters. Scammers pose as mods, push verification links, screen shares, or ask for your seed phrase or codes. Hard rules: support won't DM you first, ask for your seed, or need remote access. If you need help, you initiate from your bookmark of the official site. Anyone asking for seed, private key, or recovery codes, end the conversation. Fourth, SIM swaps and account takeovers. Attackers port your number, then reset logins via SMS. Fix: add a strong carrier account PIN. Ask for a port freeze lock. Remove SMS 2FA from critical accounts. Use an authenticator app, or better, security keys like YubiKey. Print recovery codes and store offline. Lock down email with a unique, long password and non-SMS 2FA. Email is the master key. Fifth, address poisoning and clipboard hijackers. Lookalike addresses appear in your history, or malware swaps your pasted address. Defend by checking the first and last 6 characters, not just a couple. Using an address book or trusted ENS names you've saved. Confirming the full address on your hardware wallet. Sending a small test transaction before large transfers. Sixth, fake airdrops and mints. Phony claim sites push you into malicious permits or approvals. Rules: if you didn't arrive via your bookmark or the project's official site, it isn't real to you. Be skeptical of token approvals and blind signatures to check eligibility. Use simulation to decode signatures. Mint from a burner with minimal funds. Transfer later if legit. Seventh, malicious files and over-permissioned browsers. Fake PDFs, bots, shady plugins lead to keyloggers and clipboard malware. Do this: keep a separate crypto-only browser profile. Install the minimum: your wallet, WalletGuard, maybe an ad blocker. Turn off other extensions. Keep the browser updated and never click search ads. Let's talk setup and backups, the foundation. A hardware wallet like Ledger Nano X gives you a physical checkpoint for every transaction. Pair it with a steel backup like Bilfoddle so fire and water aren't threats. Never photograph your seed or store it in the cloud. Write it once, store it safely. Consider a second copy in a separate, secure location. high-value users or teams, a safe multi-sig is a game changer. Use a 2 of 3 across separate devices or people, ideally with hardware wallets as signers. One compromised device isn't enough to move funds. For exchange or admin accounts, add YubiKey security keys and remove SMS. Here's a quick routine you can adopt today. 1. Create a bookmarks-only folder with official sites you actually use. 2. Install WalletGuard on your crypto-only browser profile. Run a harmless simulation to see how it explains transactions. 3. Set a recurring revoke session, 5 minutes. 4. Create a burner wallet with $20 for first contact with new dApps. 5. Lock down your carrier account with a port freeze and strong account PIN. 6. Verify your backups. If you had to recover today, could you? Use this 10-second gut check before signing anything. Am I being rushed? Is there a threat or a promise that's too good? Do I understand what this signature does? If any answer is no, stop. Simulate the transaction, ask in a public channel, or wait an hour. Opportunities that vanish in minutes are usually traps. If you slip up, act immediately. Disconnect your wallet from the site. Revoke suspicious approvals at revoke.cash. Move remaining assets to a fresh wallet with a new seed. Don't reuse the compromised environment. Rotate passwords on email and exchange accounts. Remove SMS 2FA. Add security keys. If you suspect a SIM swap, call your carrier to freeze the line. U.S. users, consider filing a report with IC3 to document the incident. Speed matters. A quick note for NFT traders and power users, read what you're signing, especially seaport orders and broad operator approvals. Attackers love signatures that look like harmless listings or cancellations, but actually authorize access. Simulation helps, but build the habit of reading the message and cross-checking the collection and token ID. Keep vault assets offline in a safe or a hardware wallet that never touches random mints. Trade hot, store cold. In the end, this is about a few smart defaults. Hardware confirmation so your hands and eyes are in the loop. Bookmarks so you don't wander into traps. Simulation so you know what you're signing. Permissions hygiene so nothing lingers. Phone number hardening so recovery channels don't betray you. You don't need to be paranoid, just deliberate. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Give yourself that extra beat and most scams bounce right off you. If this helped, share it with a friend setting up their first wallet. The sooner they build these habits, the easier their crypto life gets. Stay safe out there, and I'll catch you next time.